This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Now that the United States is out of Afghanistan, it's not unreasonable to ask when we're going to get back in. Not militarily, that's going to be a while, probably. I'm talking economically. There are aid and humanitarian programs, and also industrially. Because Afghanistan, we have come to understand, is mineral rich, really mineral rich, and the elements and metals that are going to be needed to make the tech economy go. So the other day, I talked to Guillaume Pitron. He's a French journalist who writes about the geopolitics of those rare minerals. And I asked him what we're talking about here exactly.
It is said to be a country where you can find lots of copper, lots of lithium, rare earths, elements, platinum, bauxite, and other resources of this kind.
And the net worth, as it were, of those things, even in the ground, before we get to actually getting them out of the ground in Afghanistan, the thing that makes it dynamic right now is that we more than ever depend on those minerals, the lithium and the cobalt and all of that, for batteries and all of the things we need for this economy right now.
The energy transition is a metallic transition. We would like to do away with oil and coal, but on the other side, we'll have to tap into these minerals. And actually, the International Energy Agency recently this year published a report saying that our needs for these commodities will explode in the next decades for making the green revolution possible. And Afghanistan has these resources.
Okay, so I said we need it for our economy. That is to say, developed economies need them. The catch, of course, is that the state of the Afghan economy is such that getting them out of the ground is almost impossible, right?
I agree with you. There is the potential, which is known, and we know this potential is huge. But the question is, how are we going to be able to extract these resources at an acceptable cost? Afghanistan is a country which has been undergoing wars for decades. Afghanistan is a corrupted country. It's an unstable country from a political viewpoint, but also from an economic viewpoint. It lacks basic infrastructures such as roads and energy and electricity networks. So on the paper, all these resources do exist, but in reality, it's very difficult, and it could be very hard in the future to actually get these resources out of the ground and to make a business out of it.
One imagines that it would take, and I realize the irony of what I'm saying, in a week when the United States and much of the West is pulling out, it would take massive foreign investment to get this done, to build the infrastructure and the roads and start up the mines, let alone the 20 years it would take to start getting things out of the ground.
Exactly, and this is a reason why the Chinese publicly said they would be happy to help Afghanistan with investing in Afghanistan infrastructure networks. But it needs, as you said, billions of investments. The Chinese have tried for many years to extract copper out of a copper mine south of Kabul, and they've invested $6 billion or so trying to get a gram of copper out of this mine. So you can imagine the task and the challenge for the Chinese and other countries to actually being able to successfully invest in Afghanistan and get anything out of the ground of this country.
All right, so make the turn here toward geopolitics for me, and I realize that's not necessarily your specialty, but if the United States and the UK and most of Europe is not in the foreseeable future going to have business dealings with Afghanistan as it's run by the Taliban, but the Chinese are and the Russians might, that's a balance of power thing.
The Chinese and the Pakistanis and the Russians are very much interested. And China has been dominating the critical, rare, strategic metals market for the last decades. So the fact that this potential is available, at least potentially, to the Chinese, shows that after the 19th century, which was dominated by the English with the coal industry, and the 20th industry, which was dominated by the Americans, thanks to their domination of the oil industry, then we're moving to an age of where the Chinese are already controlling the metals industry for the third energy revolution.
Guillaume Pitron, he's a French journalist. He is also the author of a book on the subject at hand, which is called The Rare Metals War. Mr. Pitron, thank you for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.